Welcome to Harklow CEO, where high achievers evolve into purpose-driven powerhouses. I'm Casey Rossi, your integrative leadership coach. Join us to break free from people-pleasing and burnout, exploring mindset, embodiment, and soul alignment. Discover expert insights, success stories, and actionable tips for holistic wealth on your terms. This is where transformation meets the modern female leader. Let's go. Hello, hello, Harklow CEOs. It has been a hot minute since our last rendezvous, and boy, have I missed vibing with you all. I was off the radar for a bit, battling a stubborn sinus infection that seemed determined to keep me down. But hey, I am back in the game now, so let's dive in. Last week was an absolute blast. I had the honor of presenting at the Golisano Institute for Business and Entrepreneurship in my hometown, Rochester, New York. Picture this, a dynamic hub where budding entrepreneurs and dedicated intrapreneurs soak up knowledge like thirsty sponges, cutting through the fluff and getting straight to the juicy bits of business. I love that. It's so efficient. They really have this model where they want to be able to focus on all the things that are going to move the needle for entrepreneurs and business-minded people. Think of it like a business boot camp. And one of the things, too, that Tom Golisano, who is the founder, is so dedicated to is that students don't leave with a bunch of student debt. They can go in, they learn 32 different courses in 2 years, and it's really, really inspiring. In any event, my talk centered around a topic near and dear to my heart, which was architecting holistic wealth, basically crafting a blueprint for bona fide success on your terms. So picture me standing before a room buzzing with over 60 eager minds, all hungry for the secrets to building a solid foundation that doesn't crack under pressure. We delved into what I like to call the six slices of the pie: physical, emotional, financial, spiritual, connective, which are those interpersonal relationships, and collective, that aspect of creating the positive ripple effect and give back in the world. All right, let's face it, true success isn't about stacking up cash. Yes, that's important as business owners, but sustainable success is about nurturing every facet of your being and then creating this magnetic field around you that is just palpable. Now, I could talk your ears off about each slice, but we would be here until next year. So suffice it to say, awareness is the name of the game. Remember, awareness without action is like a Ferrari without fuel. It may look flashy, but it is not going anywhere. So speaking of action, my fellow high flyers, that is you, it is time to kick things up a notch. As you continue to soar in your leadership journey, it is crucial to amplify your ambition and chart your course. And I just want you to think about that for a minute. What does that mean to you to amplify your ambition? I want you to really feel it in your body. I want you to get excited about it. So fear not, because I have got a little something up my sleeve straight from the wisdom of psychology. This is from the one and only Gabrielle Oettingen. She's a German psychologist. She developed the WOOP method, W-O-O-P. And this is not your grandma's motivational mumbo jumbo. It is science-backed, which I love. Part of the thing that I really get jazzed about when I think about architecting, it is that combination of art. So it has that creative feminine fluidity and science, which is that masculine linear strategy and framework. And this WOOP method is something that combines both, and it is evidence-based. So we've got both sides of the coin, which I absolutely love for synergy. Let's break it down. WOOP, W-O-O-P, which is wish, outcome, obstacle, and plan. Wish, outcome, obstacle, and plan. So let's just look at it a little bit in more detail. So wish. This is something when you think of the science of achieving your desires, this is the very simple model that you can run anything through, whether it is a big goal or a challenging conversation, something you can come back to over and over again. And the acronym is super easy to remember. Wish, outcome, obstacle, plan. So wish, what is your heart's deepest desire? This is your opportunity to really get focused on the awareness piece, becoming crystal clear on what you want, and then don't hold anything back. This is where you can really dream big. One of the things here, because I think as high achievers, we often make this ginormous goal and then get overwhelmed. So I just wanted to encourage you in this wish piece, make it challenging, but also make it feasible. And one of the things that I really like that Gabrielle suggests is think about what you could accomplish in 4 weeks. And to me, that really works much better than a 5 or 10 year plan. But again, you do you, you know what's gonna work best for you. But I love that short-term planning. I also think that the 90-day quarter is a great time to ignite what those desires are in this 3 months, in this quarter. And this is perfect because we're just right now kicking off Q2 of 2024, but it doesn't matter when you're listening to this. You wanna plug into what's your heart's deepest desire? Get crystal clear on what you want, and then really, really start amplifying the emotion that surrounds your dream. The first O in WHOOP is all about outcome. Why do you want what you want? So this is really about drilling down into how you want to feel, painting yourself a vivid picture of the rewards waiting at the finish line, diving deep into the juicy goodness of success, because we know that we move towards pleasure and we move away from pain. So when we can get really clear on the why of our outcome, it will allow us to feel like we're propelling. It kind of gives you that motivation. That's the motivation in this formula. The second O in WHOOP is obstacle. And this is often overlooked, but the thing is, we will most likely experience challenges and roadblocks to our finish line. And this piece, I think, is so crucial for the high achievers because we need to get this intimate awareness of what is standing between you and your dreams. Now, this could be inner demons or external hurdles, but this is the opportunity to face them head on. When we start to be proactive of like, it is not if I'm going to get an obstacle because life happens, but it's when. So it's understanding that, yeah, I really want this thing. I'm really connected to my why. What might get in the way of me achieving it? So this piece, I feel, like I said, is often overlooked. It really makes the difference of achieving it or just having it be this like perpetual Groundhog Day desire, but you don't really ever get there. The P in WHOOP is plan. And now here's where the magic happens. This is where you get to map out your game plan, your roadmap to victory, so to speak. So if and when obstacles rear their ugly heads, you will be armed and ready with a plan of attack. Now here's the thing. I love the if, when statements, because that is a part of the plan. When you're thinking about how are you going to initiate a routine, commit to habits that are a part of this action plan, one of the things that you can think about is if, and then insert a potential obstacle, then, and then insert a resourceful thought or powerful action step. So if obstacle, then action. If obstacle, then action. So let's say your wish is to churn out killer content like a content creation ninja. Your plan might involve batching podcast episodes or blog posts or videos, whatever it is for you. And when the procrastination gremlins come a-knocking, and my hand's raised for this, we all can fall into this creative avoidance and procrastination and all the things, This is when you're going to launch the if-then statements, because this is how you are going to be prepared. So if I feel like I want to procrastinate and start mindlessly scrolling, then I'm going to. And whatever that is for you that's going to motivate you, then I'm going to pull out my content calendar. Then I'm going to do a little meditation on being in line with my values of consistency. Or then I'm going to start focusing on the people that really need to hear my message and get out of my own mind and into servant leadership. You can go on and make like a whole bunch of these if-then statements, because then you will have all the tools in your toolbox ready for when that inner demon or external hurdle might be thrown at you as part of the obstacle. Make sense? Okay, so that is WOOP, wish, outcome, obstacle, plan in a nutshell. But here's the thing. You can grab a sheet of paper. This is my invitation to you. Jot down WOOP down the side and watch your dreams transform into tangible action steps that propel you even closer to success. So don't let this just be like a momentary piece of motivation, but use this tool. Pull out a white piece of paper, write WOOP down the side. Start plugging in where you feel when you look at that slice of the holistic wealth pie that's calling your name, okay? So maybe it's pumping up your physical vitality and energy. That's the thing that you might be saying, you know what? If I had energy, if I didn't constantly feel tired all the time, I could really power through my goals. Awesome. Then start making that wish land in that physical piece of the pie. Or you might be saying, you know what? My sleep's dialed in. I'm feeling vital, but I'm stressed all the time. I don't have great emotional intelligence. I don't have that resilience. I can feel my anger going from 0 to 60. Then I would suggest that you focus on the emotional slice of that holistic wealth pie and WOOP it. And you can just kind of go through, those are just a few of the examples, wherever it is out of those 6 pieces: physical, emotional, spiritual, financial, connective, or collective. Take a peek at where you think could really use some attention to amplify your impact on the world, or to just even feel more balanced. Because again, this is success on your terms, however you define success. But we're also looking at it through the lens of doing business without burnout. So we're not just hyper-focused on the money part. But when you look at that piece of the puzzle and you're like, you know what? Actually, the financial is where I really need to look at. I need to not be afraid of my numbers. I need to really understand my business math. Then that's the piece that you want to WOOP, okay? And really go through, what do I really want? Why do I want it? What could get in the way? What's my plan when something does get in the way? And again, this is evidence-based scientific research to help you actually achieve the goals that you say that you want. I love that. So can you feel this electricity crackling in the air? I can. It's very, very exciting. So I don't want you to hesitate. My invitation is to dive in, give this WOOP model a whirl, and let's make some magic happen. I cannot wait to hear about your epic victories. And until next time, my friend, stay fabulous, stay fierce, and keep going after your dreams. Until next week, breathe joy.